13th of September. I think my head's getting cut off, but I'm not fucking fixing it. I'm not doing it. I spent so long before this trying to get the fucking angle right. And this fucking camera cuts it off anyways, man. It's like the fucking stupid suicide. What is it? Justice League movie. It's just as retarded as that. Like, why did they make it square? The most fucking annoying thing. He made it. What did he do? He cut off the sides? Yeah, he made it a fucking square. And I had to sit through that for 4 hours. I'd rather watch the first one on... I'd rather just watch the first one. Apparently the first one was worse. I would rather sit through that than fucking watch the second one, man. Because the second one didn't even... It wasn't even that good either. I don't understand. Here's the thing. You're going to make a bad movie. Give me something. Give me something I walk away with and I go, man, at least I got to see Scarlett Johansson's tits. At least I got to see that, you know? But they didn't even do that. They had one of the hottest girls of, like, maybe of all time, right? Of all acting history, which is Johnny Depp's, like, abusive girlfriend, which for some reason in my mind makes her way hotter. They had her. They had, like, one of the most stunningly beautiful and most controversial girls in that show. And they didn't even give you something there. There wasn't like this crazy sex scene with her. And then one of the hottest dudes of all time. Freaking, what's his name? There wasn't a kiss even. It wasn't even a hug. They kind of hated each other. It's absurd, man. Give me something here. Give me a sex scene. Give me like an emotional scene where Aquaman, you know, he leaves his family and he has to watch them die in a tsunami, you know? Give me something. Give me like a... And here's the thing. They thought at the end they did. That was, I think, the thing the director was thinking. Who you can tell now, like, you watch enough movies, you can tell who's like a classic Hollywood director and who's willing to, and the directors, well, there's always shit directors, and that's not who I'm talking about. Those are just shit. They just don't know what they're doing. But then there's the classic Hollywood directors, like the guy who, Zack Snyder, right? And then there's the ones pushing boundaries, like Guy Ritchie, you know, and Quentin Tarantino and the fucking rest of them, right? The rest of those type of people. And those are like, holy shit. But it's like Zack Snyder's like, yeah, this just happens, and then this happens, and then this happens. The characters all are pretty much the same. Here's the thing with Zack Snyder is he knows how to make, like, dynamic scenes fucking interesting. But what he doesn't know how to do is the last 10 minutes, I'll say 10, of the fucking movie was just like, holy shit moment that quickly turned into, like, what the fuck is happening? When the Joker's just babbling on, and then he goes, anyways, which is literally a Key and Peele sketch, when they're sitting at the table, and then somebody says, like, they're all four of them are sitting at a table, and then one says, like, man, I just thought the newest Star Wars wasn't as bad as everyone says, right? And then one of the, I think it was Jordan at the table goes, anyways, and like just totally ignores him. And then the guy goes, no, look at me and give me an opinion. Give me an honest opinion of something. And the guy goes, geez, that was awkward. He goes, he grabs his head and goes, no, tell me an honest belief that you have about something. And then he goes, geez, where'd you meet this guy? And he's like, no, just tell me. And then he's like, I don't have any honest, real opinions. I just say the narrative that everybody else believes in because I just want to fit in. And that was the whole bit. I probably did it. I probably butchered it. But that's the bit. You can look it up. It's a great fucking skit. And fucking, that's what Zack Snyder's last 10 minutes were. This like holy shit moment turns into, anyways, by the Joker. It's like, why are you making him ramble? And if he rambles, let it be about something interesting, like in fucking... I also watched the trilogy recently. And fucking the Joker in that will ramble, but he'll say like, you know, I got these scars. And he'll go on about the scars, and you're like, whoa, this guy's character is so deep and tragic and fuck. Like, it makes you feel something about it. Like, whether or not the plot of the Batman was good or not, well, here's what I'll say. At least if the plot was bad, at least you could say the Joker was fucking incredible. Like, he was the star of that whole movie. The I think it was just The Dark Knight. No, I forget what it was. It was one of them. The Dark Knight something. But no, you didn't even get that with Zack Snyder. You got a square fucking 4-hour movie that the payoff at the end wasn't even much of a payoff. And then Batman, like, wasn't even that angry. He was just like, ugh. And he's like, he seems, and that's what I mean by him being a classic director, is you look at the fucking Batman they have. What? What? Why does every superhero need to look like the Hulk? Like, you could, there are pretty much every superhero is the Hulk. It's just the Hulk is like, it's just like slightly bigger. Like, the Hulk just actually works out, and the others are, like, just naturally just... It's just crazy to me. Like, you look at... I don't know which Avengers, but fucking Chris Hemsworth, I think his name is, or Captain America. Take... No, that's not Chris Hemsworth, then. That's some other Chris. He takes off his shirt, right? And literally looks like White Hulk. Like, his just arms are fucking massive. Just an insane build on him. And then you're like, how come every superhero is like this? Other than like Iron Man. And then it makes you appreciate Iron Man. Why the fuck can't Batman just be this CrossFit guy? Why does he need to look like fucking an absolute power lifter, you know? Like, he literally injected Hulk serum in him, but a malfunction happened and he didn't get the green skin, and he can have full control of his body. That, you know, he's just always angry, but he's not angry. It's okay. It's so stupid. The whole thing is stupid. They ruined, it could have been so good. I didn't realize how good it could have been, because I don't read the fucking comics. It's a problem I have with anime too, is I don't read the manga. But you realize how good it could be, and you're like, God, They know, and then it makes you like upset. Ruined the experience. Ruined it. I'm watching Banana Fish right now. Dude, talk about a good fucking anime, man. Ugh, tragic, dark, amazing. So many different feelings. And it's not like one of those classic Hollywood movies where... Classic, I mean like one of the modern Hollywood movies where they include a gay guy, and the gay guy is very stereotypical, or isn't, but they really play on the gayness, and then the whole movie you're like, what am I watching? Because I thought it was about this, and now I think it's about being gay. But really, the director's like, yeah, the gay is just a minor thing, but we thought we should include it in there for these reasons. And it's not even has anything to do with the plot. It's just, let's have a gay character. But in Banana Fish, there's racism. All the best things in movies, right? Racism. A little gayness. Actually, a decent amount of gay. More gayness than straightness, honestly. Crime. Death. Drugs. I guess that's included in crime. Whatever. Drugs. All sorts of cool shit. And, you know, that's what makes a good story, is all those, is like, controversies, elements, is chaos, is like, holy shit, look at the place they're in. If there was just a movie about, like, fucking the Christian ideal, it would be the worst movie of all time, right? The Christian ideal is just, like, buttery-faced. You know that episode of SpongeBob where he just has like a chipper smile and he's that type of neighbor and he's just happy. So it's this like buttery-faced, plaid-shirted, blue jeans, that old belt buckle with like, it has like a slight bump on it, but that's all it is really. I mean the belt. Yeah, and then just maybe some loafers. And then there you go. And then so that's the main character. And the wife kind of just wears a sundress. She's kind of average body shape and doesn't really have much to say. She's very caring for the kids. And the kids are just glorious, nice children. And I'm boring myself saying this. It fucking sucks. You want chaos. You want... I was going to say you want racism. You don't necessarily want racism, but you want chaos. You want confusion. You want things to be changed up, right? So if the father was a little racist, you go... Ooh, this is interesting. How is he going to be able to survive the dynamic of being in an all-black neighborhood or an all-Mexican or having Mexican fucking friends or whatever it might be, you know, working with them? It's like, oh, how is he going to deal with his traumas and his issues and his kids who hate him and the wife who committed suicide? You don't want all those things to happen, but you're like, holy fuck, what is he going to do about it? His plaid gets ripped apart. His hair gets all fuzzy and long too. It goes long to like his shoulders, but he puts it in a man bun. He gets a fucking beard, but then he turns out to be a tech giant. Like you like these things. Like people like these things. It's like Hollywood now is there. I think they've lost faith in the new age of the modern era filmmakers. And so they're trying to revive the classic filmmakers. And it's never going to work. It's never going to work. Sorry about that. But that's honestly where I think a new age of film steps in. And I'm ready for it. I am ready for it, man. I'm doing scripts. I'm writing, man. I am ready for it. Because, like, there is such bad films out there, man. And so much potential. I wish Suicide... they can't do a third Justice League. And the other one got like 7 point something. Fuck you, whoever gave it anything above a six, fuck you. I'll say that. Anything above anything in the six range, fuck you. Because there's no reason it deserves a seven or above. And because the amount of budget that went into that fucking movie was ridiculous. And there was no reason the budget needed to be that high. You could have made a better movie with a quarter of the budget, man. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Anything above anything in the sixes, man, is more than ludicrous, man. It's just it's reckless. It's reckless to give it anything above in the sixes. In the same way as the fucking Fauci movie, there's a Fauci movie. God bless him. God bless him, man. He's treated like a freaking king by like Hollywood. You can buy tickets. Who the fuck? I mean, how clueless are they? You could buy a goddamn ticket to the Fauci movie. I almost can guarantee you that movie is made for international whatever movie theaters or whatever for the international film industry, because you cannot sell something like that for anyone in America. Nobody in fucking America is gonna go see the fucking. It's gonna pay money to see the goddamn Fauci movie. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, I say go on IMDb right now and give it a fucking one. If you're generous, give it like, don't even, man. Give it your honest review of what you think it would be. Which, if you're in your fucking right mind, it would get a one. If you're in your fucking right mind, it would get a goddamn one. Listen, dude. If the movie was called like the Demon Undercover, : Fauci. Hell yeah, right? So he's like a demon or the Demon Unmasked, Fauci, or something like that. Like the criminal in charge. I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe we'll buy some goddamn tickets. This would be interesting. No, it's about his hero story. He's a hero. It's the hero's journey. Who the fuck directed? I'm actually gonna look that up. Who the fuck directed that, man? Who took Hollywood's fucking dollars, man? Like, give it a one, man. There's no reason. And the sad part is, I do I can almost guarantee that it's for international audiences. And they're going to look at this fucking movie and then go, oh, look, Americans treat him like a king. Look, Americans like him. Look at what his film industry believes, which is tragic, because it has no indication of what we actually believe. It has an indication of what the fucking monopoly, it's not really even a monopoly anymore, but it's just the industry that's pre-built in Hollywood believes. It's almost a monopoly on information, though, because these theaters would never run a documentary called Fauci Unmasks, the true story of the criminal in charge of the COVID epidemic, something like that. There's no way that they would run a story like that. And that's what I think the worst part is. Because I don't see Fauci as this complete villain, but I don't see him as this complete hero that they keep putting him out to be. Have some goddamn nuance in your story, right? And that's the truth of it. Like, I don't really care at the end of the day if that's what you believe. Whatever. You're fucking out of your mind if you think he's a hero at the end of the day. But if you think he's a complete villain at the end of the day, I'm more interested in you because you have a different opinion, but I don't believe that's the true story either. There's some nuance. And that I can almost guarantee you, the same way as Zack Snyder made that piece of shit square movie, that this fucking movie is going to make him sound like a goddamn king. Not even better than a king. He's gonna be like a compassionate king. He's gonna be an altruistic king. He wanted the best for you, dude. I know someone who has relatives in charge of the Pfizer, trials, and her relatives are rich. All she did was like have a facility where they held Pfizer trials. That's it. And then I guess held medical records and some of that stuff, and right place, right time. Fucking rich, like rich, several million. And it's dumb, and that's, you know, an understatement. What is that? 6, 9, 10 figures. It's stupid. The amount of money they make. I mean, good for them, but you gotta understand when there's money behind it. Follow the money. Where does the money lead? It's crazy, man. When there's something that big of an industry, it should make you feel a little skeptical. Even when someone hands out shit for free, it should make you feel skeptical. Why are all these vaccines free? I'm not saying it's necessarily like evil, but it's like, why? Why? Why the fuck, when I walk home, as I drive home, and there's this lady that says, like, free sunshine and happiness. Like, she has some sign, and she's smiling, you know, and she's all fucking chippy. But it's like, the fuck are you doing? And because everybody, she's portraying this like, oh, I'm just trying to bring joy. But there's, like, serious mental illness going on. Get a job, lady. Work at a library. Like, that's what it is. It's mental illness. Stop fucking doing that. You know, it's like, stop. I mean, I'm on here sharing my opinion, but it's like, you choose to listen to this. You know, if you're on TikTok, fucking keep scrolling, you know, don't do whatever. Don't pay me any mind. But that bitch on the fucking street, I mean, I guess technically I don't have to stay and watch her. I'm just driving by her, which is kind of similar to how you'd stumble upon my video, but I think if I came on here and then I was like, hey, I'm just trying to spread joy. I want you to be happy. I want you to, at the end of the day, I want you to love. I want you to feel good. Please, like, just be happy. And I did that for 20 minutes. You'd want to sock me in my fucking face. Anyways, follow my link tree. Follow my link tree. Keep listening to all my content. I'm going to have some books coming out or stories coming out. I'm finalizing them. I'm going to start plugging them soon. I'm gonna start plugging them every podcast. Just keep on the lookout. They're coming. Short stories. They'll probably be on Kindle. I'm not set on anything yet. Yeah, my link tree's in the description. I mean, all social medias are pretty much Jagger Coppin. But I would say just click the link tree. It's the easiest way to do it. It's linktree.com/Jagger. linktr.ee/Jagger. And follow me on my social medias, man. I post frequently. Post update to... I don't know where I got cut off. I was going to say, I was following my YouTube channel because every money, every bit of money I make, I reinvest right back into this. I got cut off, so sorry. I like every bit of money. So thank you for all everyone who supports me. I guess really the takeaway is just fucking be a sane human being, man. Don't go watch the Fauci movie. Don't go watch it. Watch it. Don't even watch it, man. Just rate it. It's fine. Just rate it. That's enough, because you rate it and then you show everyone you show Hollywood your public opinion of it. Even its fucking Metacritic score, like 66. What? Anyways, that's it at the end of the day, man. Support good movies and fuck over movies that are literally just narrative builders. It's not even journalism. It's fucking, it's yak. It's literally puke that you're paying money for. Word puke. I mean, it's not good. So anyways, thank you for listening.